Let's go to almost push to the brink or push to the brink in Salt Lake City, Utah. It's Mary's turn. Hi, Mary. Welcome.
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Good. This happened to me about 35 years ago, but it was a life-changing experience.
What happened?
Well, I had a boyfriend. He was my very first love, very first everything, and I was living with him, and I caught him with another woman. And I know, but anyway, I came back that night, and he was passed out on the couch, and I had gone out and had some drinks with some friends, so I had been drinking. I saw a gun above the couch. It was a rifle from his grandfather something, and I actually thought, and I didn't even know how to shoot a gun, but I thought about picking it up and shooting him. I had been drinking, and I was so angry. That was a life-changing experience because the thought of that scared me so much. I ran out of the house and I quit drinking altogether. I'll have a glass of wine once and again. And I'm now married to a wonderful guy. But just think, if I was pushed to the brink and if I would have picked up that gun, I would have not only killed someone, ruined my life, his life, and
in the life of
that far.
Do you have any kids right now?
Yes, I have two beautiful children.
So you wouldn't have had them either.
No. But that's how a life-changing experience, and when you're not all together or you're drunk because you're upset, and that's what I was, where I was.
Oh.
You know how just one thing pushed to the brink could change and ruin.
How close did you come to grabbing that gun?
Actually, I got a chair out of the kitchen and stood up on it.
Oh.
And I don't even know if it was loaded but I just thank God. I didn't know how to use it, or I just stood up on that chair, and he was just, asleep, and I could have killed him if I would have known more or would have been had one more drink.
Maybe. Did he ever know that you came that close?
No. He wanted me back after that, and I was so scared. I never did.
And that was it. You came back. I assume you came back and picked up your clothes and stuff.
Oh, of course.
Days later, right?
Yeah. Of course, but I could have been picking my clothes up and going to prison.
Oh, it could have been striped clothes.
Yeah. But that's how close human beings can get, and it always has amazed me.
Yeah, it all right. Thanks, Mary. This is a great story. Push to the brink. That's why we're doing that tonight at 818-817-0021. Let's pop over to Tacoma, Washington on the push to the brink line. There's Michael. Go ahead, Michael.
Hi, George. How are you doing tonight?
Good. I'm fine.
I'm just at work tonight, actually. I was calling about what pushed me to the brink. There's a lot of hard times. People are, things like that. My family, I was saying, started doing that. I have a 10-month-old son, and to say the least, my mother started dating, I guess you could say, Mexican mafia. I ended up having to defend my fiance. Say the least, he kicked my ass, or my butt, I guess, on the air. It's just with all these hard times, and I don't hear you guys talk about empaths a lot, but there's something happening. You talk about something's coming, but nobody seems to realize it. They go around buying their chips, and their snacks, and they just think it's all going to be here tomorrow. But I'd say 1 out of 10 Americans. The major happened.
Well, one of the reasons for that is I think a lot of people just don't want to really know that it's happening or whatever is going to happen. I think people just want to be left alone. As old Peter Finch in his movie, we played the part of Howard Beale in the movie Network, and that little clip I play so often when we do our Sound Off Open Lines, people just want to be left alone, in their apartment, in their home. Give me my car, my radial tires, as he said. Give me my television, my radio, my toaster. Leave me alone. And I think that's what's happening to a lot of people these days. People just don't want to face the possibility that there could be an earthwide calamity, that there could be some catastrophe, that there could be a big war, that the economy could be a mess. I think people want to live today as if it's their last day. And I will tell you, very honestly with me, I've done this now for 10 years. I have lived my life like, tomorrow may never come. and it changes your attitude. It makes you, I think, a little happier about things. And, you know, it's not that you have to be reckless by any means, but I really believe people just can't face the fact that there could be a major calamity. And one of the reasons that they do what they do is because of that. Let's go to Barry in Ontario, Canada, and you're up on Coast to Coast. Hi, Barry.
Hey, George, it's an honor to speak to you tonight.
Well, thank you. Likewise.
So what set me off was a burnt out light bulb, George.
You know that's my pet peeve. You know that.
No, I'm an elevator guy, George. And there was a light bulb, you know, where it says what floor it's at.
Okay. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. And one was burnt out, I guess, for maybe 2 months or something like that. And I missed it, or I forgot to change it or something like that. And somebody was screaming at me about this burnt out light bulb. And I'm going, what did you move to Joliet?
I have to fix light bulbs almost immediately when they burn out, or I just freak out. I had one burn out when I was on the air in the cave, and I couldn't get to it until a commercial break. We've got a light bulb in Los Angeles that goes out every once in a while in my studio, and Dan, my board op, and I point our fingers at it like we're trying to give it this power, this juice. And I'm not kidding you. The light goes on. I mean, he'll tell you this. The light goes on, and it happens all the time. It may take a couple points and jabs looking at it. We never touch it, and it goes back on again. But, I mean, sure enough, it goes out, and it just freaks me out. And it's a light that almost hangs right over me. And so if that goes out, you know, all I've got is my little Sea Crane LED light, which is a table light that's been there for 8 years now. But, yeah, I can't stand it. That's my little push to the brink.